knows our offense well enough to prepare. That I don't know so much that it hurts him in the as much as in the preparation that much. Those have not been the issue. It might be more the performance issues, the certain things that he's actually able to do because of the foot, that kind of thing. What he does give us is his toughness. Not having him out there and showing the other guys how to play the game and how to be a professional, and that, hey, you got to play hurt in this NFL league. Okay, that's the way you have to be, and he's a fine example of playing as hurt as you can be. I've never been around a guy who's as physically and mentally as tough as him to play with the injuries that he has over the years. Most players can't do what he does. You know, we all stumble. You stump your foot, you know, on a bedpost, and you can barely walk. Now, he did it 2 years here, 16 games straight with two broken feet. And stayed out there. He's as tough as he goes, so he's an example for everybody else to be tough.
There's been some discussion though that maybe he's not as patient as he once was, and that
no. I there are no excuses for things, and like we all say, you know, in the running game, it all falls on the runner. In the pass game, it all falls on the quarterback. So, you know, how we progress as a team. That's the key. Where are we as a team right now? It doesn't point on one guy or one situation. It's, hey, we got to gel as a team, okay? You know, I don't see those situations at all with him from that standpoint. I think he fights through a lot of situations. I think he helps us out. You know, I think he helps us out as much as he can in pass protection situations, the offensive line and helping them out. You know, defenses are – I think they're afraid of him because he makes play. He makes more out of what's not there than what's there. But there are some limitations on things that make it uncomfortable for him. But he's going to fight through it. He's going to fight through it. The thing is we have two young guys that are rookies out there, just like when Brandon Jacobs was a rookie here and didn't play as a rookie in situations other than goal line. And Ahmad didn't play until playoff time. Here, so that learning curve or process as the season goes, and that building of trust with your offensive coordinator that, hey, they're willing to step in and contribute and not be, not be a destructive force on what you're trying to do, because you don't want to take a step backwards because, hey, you got on-the-job training from a guy, one, doesn't have size, two, doesn't really know what he's doing yet. So when your quarterback's back there trying to figure out if this young guy is a pro or not, maybe it's not time yet.
Coach, you talked about Wilson and Brown, the two young guys, trying to get some time. Can you talk about their progress and the things that a running back has to do besides running the football, like pass protection, like routes, then reading blitzes, things like that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be a complete running back in the NFL, the difference between college and NFL is, you know, it's so complicated on the things that the defenses are doing, you know, in the blitz packages and within the pass game, that you have to be extremely knowledgeable. You either had that base behind you in college or you didn't. Well, if you didn't have that base in college, well, you got to learn it here. You know, so you're playing catch up a lot. And then you're also playing against linebackers that are between 230, 250 pounds. So there's certain things that you have to learn how to make up the difference in your size. You know, there is a mismatch. Well, what are you going to do with that mismatch? My Bradshaw is not afraid of that mismatch. He also knows how to play within himself in that mismatch as well. And that's where the young guys have to learn. Andre's come a long way. He's come a long way in his learning process here and learning the system. You know, he started the game last week because we felt he, you know, there were certain things that he does very well right now for us as far as, you know, after losing Danny Ware, you know, they can catch the ball out of the backfield. He has the size. He's been running very well, you know. And that's the one thing that's, you know, Ahmad has been able to practice, but the young guys have been able to get the reps in practice to learn how to play. So as the process goes on, hopefully we're comfortable enough that David can do some things. We wanted to have him come out in there early. You saw him come in there about the third or fourth drive. Wanted to be able to do things. Well, then we had to shift gears and do some other things, so we kind of threw that out of there too. But we can't just throw David in a run and have everybody in the stand say, okay, watch David right now. All right, everybody can figure that one out. Okay, so he's got to develop as a pass blocking, receiving kind of guy and learn to be a professional. He's no different situation than when Brandon was a rookie here and didn't play. We went through the same situation and talking to everybody that, hey, why is not Brandon on the field? Well, Tiki wasn't going to let him on the field unless he knew how to protect the quarterback. It was all protection. Okay, he had to learn that, hey, you couldn't be just a runner. Just like David has to learn, you can't be just a runner. That's not what we do. You have to be a complete running back. You have to be knowledgeable. You have to be smart. You can't just accept their mistakes, you know, and how to technique block and how to run routes and know when, you know, when to get into certain areas and how to pick up big linebackers and those kind of things. Derek Ward was in that situation. Ahmad Bradshaw was in that situation. Ahmad Bradshaw spent a couple of years here sitting on the bench while Derek Ward and Brandon Jacobs played. So when we're in the meetings, Ahmad is being a big brother to these two young guys and say, hey, I've been there before. Okay? You learn to be a pro every day in practice, get better, and make everybody feel comfortable that you're ready to play. But we're going to have to need you as you go on. We need you.